Thank you for holding. Is this Jacob? Hi, Jacob. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. It's pretty early here in Southern California, but just getting the coffee going and getting locked in. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line. She asked me to go over pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or what we'll be able to do for your business?
Yeah, I was just kind of interested as like how long it would take to get my profile up on Google and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, so Google sends out a PIN verification. It'll usually come from the Mountain View location, which is kind of like more central California, to you. On average for Colorado, it takes about 3 to 5 days to receive that PIN. The reason I mention that is because we can't actually go live with your account until you receive that PIN. There's a 5-digit number on the back of it, and that's kind of how you get that little red dot on the map indicating where you are and verifies you as a business with Google. So we can't do any kind of posting until we complete that process.
Gotcha. Do I need, can I use my home address as like the business?
Yeah.
Or do I have to?
You can do that, but we usually recommend that you hide it if it's your home.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good questions. Yeah. The PIN verification, I wish we could just kind of go around it, but there's no real way to go around it unless it gets like lost in the mail or something. Like usually if it takes more than 7 days to get to you, then they just do a phone verification where we get on the phone and three-way them and then verify it that way. And I send them over your profile. But you only have to do that one time for as long as you own your business. So it's like, even if you left us, like 6 months, a year from now, I'm not saying that you will, but just hypothetically, you still have all your reviews in that Google business profile. So that way people looking for Jacob's ladder painting actually still are able to find you and see all that stuff. And you still have all that credibility built up.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it'll benefit you long term, not just short term. But Tara told me you're doing Home Advisor's paper lead system already. How's that going?
I'm a huge fan of it, but it's getting me some business.
Okay. Because Home Advisor's on the first page. That's kind of why I asked. If you look up painting in Aurora. So they're up there. They just resell people the leads they get off of their Google listing. But it goes to like 4 or 5 other people. So it's like, usually if you could do well with that, you'll do great with just having people call you directly and being listed as your own independent business up there. You won't have to pay per lead either. So no more paying for leads that didn't turn into anything.
How much is this per month?
With the discount that she requested, it'd be $199. She said you were already working with PageHub, so she asked me to drop the pricing, try to get it a little competitive to what they're doing SEO-wise.
Yeah, and what's your guys' company name again?
Local Splash, L-O-C-A-L, like local, and then Splash like water, S-P-L-A-S-H.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been working with PageHub?
I just started with them. I wasn't sure if I was going to stick with them.
Yeah, it's pretty new. Their...
And then I was like,
Have they requested your PIN verification letter yet?
My PIN? I don't think so.
Yeah, so you should have that. How long ago did you sign up? Excuse me.
I signed up on, what was that, Thursday?
Oh, wow, yeah, so that's super new, though. Yeah, the 10th? Like, last Thursday, or, like, the 3rd?
No, it was on Thursday, the 10th, I think.
Oh, yeah, too new. Yeah, you should have your PIN by the end of this week, though, if they're actually verifying you with Google. I mean, you could verify yourself. That's nothing fancy. It's really the optimization and having a listing available for the local map section that makes it profitable. About 90% of people pick from that local map section. Everything organic that they focus on is going to end up below where Home Advisor is, basically. Already on the first page for Aurora. So it's like, you know, you'll have Home Advisor feeding you leads, and then just beneath that, you might have your own listing up there if they do a good job.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they have the highest rated, like, local SEO package Home Advisor does. They pay Google, like, $6 million a month. It's crazy. They do it all over the U.S. Yeah, and then they do it all over the U.S. They resell the leads, but the FTC is considering shutting them down. There was an article that came out. If you look up FTC versus HomeAdvisor, that's the Federal Trade Commission. Those are the same guys that like shut down the Wolf of Wall Street guy. So they're talking about shutting HomeAdvisor down because they think it's unethical how, you know, people get charged per lead, and sometimes the leads, you know, the numbers don't even ring, or it's like a deadline, or, you know, there's even homeowners who inquire and then they get blown up by so many people that they just get rid of their phone. Yeah, it's just kind of a headache. If they only gave it to one person, that would make more sense. But Google's actually working on a program called Google Guarantee, where they guarantee you exclusive leads. So it's kind of like HomeAdvisor, except for your promise it's not going to anybody else, and they transfer them to you live, and then they don't charge you if you decide you don't, it's not qualified. So
that's nice.
It's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like that, but with all the kinks worked out, they kind of learn from their experience, and they're like, okay, if they get shut down, there's going to be a whole other market that we could capitalize on to make up for that $6 million a month loss. You know, they could just help the business owners get the leads that they were looking for themselves. So,
gotcha. And then one other question was, how many calls, like a month or a week, would I be receiving once I get up there?
Yeah, so any actual Google partner is going to be barred from telling you anything like that. We can't say, oh, you're going to, like, a Google Guarantee is different. We can guarantee you, but for these local listings, the Google that we're calling you about, the Google Places, Local Maps listing, like those are just, you know, we put you up there, and then, you know, we can't guarantee you, oh, you're going to get this many calls or this many clients or make any kind of prediction, because then they say like it's unethical. Like I told you, oh yeah, you're going to get 100 jobs, and then you sign up based on that, and then it's like, you know, a month later you get 10 or 20. You know, it's not ethical. So they record our calls. They don't want us doing that. We can't, even if we put you up there, we can't make the customers pick you. So even if I told you like, oh, in the last 30 days, there's 1,812 searches for a painting contractor. Like, okay, that's a good number. You know, there's traffic out there, but how that translates. Yeah. It's like,
yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then another question I had was, do you guys know Townsquare?
Yeah. Very familiar with Townsquare. I've been doing this for 10 years, so these guys are no new thing. We have some people that we fired that actually work at PageHub. It was started by a guy that used to work here. Local Splash is just like the OG. We've been here since 2004. So, but PageHub, I'm very familiar with. Townsquare, very familiar with. They're SEOs. So a lot of the SEOs, they haven't advanced into like Premier partnership with Google, because they don't want to follow their ethics and they don't want to pay Google. So in return, Google doesn't give them access to the algorithm though, so their clients don't rank that well. Sometimes they rank for one keyword, not the other keyword, you know, or they rank in some areas and not other areas. But basically, they didn't want to pay Google what it takes to pay Google, and they didn't want to not be able to guarantee people things. So they're like, we'll keep our money and tell people, we'll put them on the first page, and then we'll try our best. But Google's kind of making it more and more difficult for those guys, because they don't want them profiting off of their product without them getting a piece of the pie. You know, they offered them an opportunity to partner with it, but I imagine at some point they're just going to take it away from them completely. That was kind of our CEO's fear, was like, okay, if I don't partner with Google, then we're just going to end up getting shut down. So, you know, it was like we didn't really have a choice. Yeah.
Okay, well, so you said it's $199 a month.
Yeah, it's $199 a month. It's month to month. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. And then I
okay,
could
and then
also include the website for you too, if you want us to build it. I saw that Tara put in the notes here that PageHub was building one for you.
It looks like I have one. Just looked it
Okay.
up.
Okay, nice. Yeah, we can hyperlink it.
Okay.
But it sounded like you had a question. I cut you off with the website.
Oh yeah, you're good. I'm trying to think of what it was.
Very good.
Would you guys really use this website then for?
Well, it depends. You know, sometimes these companies, they hold the site hostage, like the domain name. So, like, did you buy the domain name before you signed up with them, or did that come through them?
This came through them.
Yeah.
They were making it.
If we jump in there, if we jump in there, then they're going to end up getting, like, removed from your Google business profile, and Google will have us as the host for your Google business profile, and then obviously you'll have access to it, and then obviously at that point there's pretty much no point in paying him unless you're paying want to pay him every month just for a site, you know. So you know, you'll probably go, okay, I'm gonna cancel, and then after we have you up there, and then they're gonna counter that with, okay, well, we're gonna keep your site, or they might let you try to buy it outright, but that's why I said, oh, we'll build you a site, because if you're really planning on making the switch, then it's a lot easier to just cut ties with them, and you don't have to feel like you're losing anything. Of course, it's going to take, like, at least 3 to 5 days to get that up and running, but by Friday, you'll forgot all about them. I already have a new one, yeah.
Okay, well. Sure, I guess I'll go with you. How much is it to do a website?
I can do the website, let me see if I could just, I could do it for a one-time setup fee of
$99. Okay.
So
$299 today.
$298, exactly, yeah. We include all the, additional charges, like tax, hosting's included in that. And then that's what it costs us to get the domain. So if you do discontinue, you get to keep your domain.
So say I did end up leaving you guys for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying I would.
Mm-hmm.
Would my business, like, once it got up onto Google, would it still be there?
No. Oh, yeah. I thought you said, will it go away? I thought that's what you were leaning towards, but no, it'll still be there, yeah. So once we verify you and we create all the listings, we don't go and delete them. We just stop following the algorithm, stop doing the optimization. So you keep all the content that's created, but you'll rotate off the first page.
Okay. Website and stuff like that.
What was that? I'm sorry?
So people could still find my website?
Yeah, they'll still be able to find your Google business profile and all of its contents. There's other directories, too. You know, like, I'm sure they probably went over that with you. There's, like, Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, AOL, all pages.
You guys. I'll just cancel the page up. I didn't like how they went about it. It kind of pressured me into standing up.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, well, we'll just waive the charges, you know, we'll just do all this. I was like, well, I mean, I can give it a shot, shoot.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. It's about to be 2023. I mean, you need to have your business up there, so you're doing the right thing. It's just the success that your company's going to have is really dictated on who you choose to work with.
Right.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, yeah, let me get you my info, then. You can
Let me just verify some information. I know there's already been, like, that Google business profile, but I want to make sure everything's accurate in case there was any changes. So on the first page, you want to use this phone number that we're on now?
Yeah.
Okay. 720-227-6181?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is your last name Ladder?
No, it's Combs. C-O-M-B-S.
Okay. C-O-M-B-S. Okay. And then what's the business email address where I could send you the receipt and everything in writing?
It's JLPEID22@gmail.com.
Okay, I want to make sure I got this right. Did you say JLE then DID, like did?
Oh, no, it's J as in Jake, L as in ladder, P as in painting, D as in Bob. I as in Indian, D as in dad, and then 22.
Got it. JLPBID22@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
Eight to five.
8 to 5 p.m. Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
It's Monday.
Okay. You cut out for a second there?
Yeah, it's Monday through Friday.
Okay, perfect. And then Saturday and Sunday, you want me to list them as closed?
I guess that's fine.
Okay. We could change it later if you want. I'll send you my direct number. I'll be the account lead, and then there's going to be an account management team that's helping me with fulfillment. There's also a 24/7 customer service department available to you as well at the same number. You just got to hit extension 1 rather than 544.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm going to text that to you now. And then the address that you had that PIN verification letter sent to, let me see if I could just pull your GMB here. Did you have it hidden from your Google listing?
What did I have hidden from my Google?
Did you request that they hide your address?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I just wanted to make.
Yeah, but it's not being hidden. I'll fix it. So 1102 South Joplin Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me update this. Okay. Yeah, it shouldn't have that up there if you requested it. Aurora CO 80017. Okay.
Yes.
And that's where they sent your PIN verification, or that's where they said they sent their PIN verification, or they never even said they were sending it?
They never said they were sending it. I'd never heard of that.
Oh, wow. That's so sad. Okay. I'll get that out. I'll get it sent out right now. I'm going to FedEx it, express it. Maybe we can get it by Friday. Okay, I'm having that sent to you, and then I hid the address. And then you can accept cash, check, and card?
We can't do card yet.
No card, okay. Cash and check only at the moment. Okay, and then did you have a logo or, like, photos of work that you've done in the past that we could use for your .com?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email address as well. Did you get the text message with my phone number that went through?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, here comes the email address. If you could send in your logo and any photos that you want to use for the website, that would be useful. I'll try to get that up and running by Friday, or at least the initial draft of it, and then any revisions that you want to make, it's included in the package. So you put in a revision request, you just call into customer service, you say, hey, I want to do this to the site, and then we ask you to let 24 hours go by, and then you'll be able to see the updates.
All right. Gotcha.
All right, so that's good. Okay, and then there will be a client interview. A client interview is really where we just do a lot of the fine-tuning on your campaign. So they'll go over, like, the keywords. We'll have recommendations because we have a system called Google Analytics that lets us see which ones are being searched the most. Like I said, we can't guarantee you jobs, but we at least try to target the keywords and services that get the most traffic. So they'll recommend those to you. You have final say on what you're listed for. And then you can cover up to a 50-mile radius with your listing. But if you want to make it smaller, I know you said you only travel about 30 minutes. We could do that, and you could kind of cherry-pick certain areas during that client interview as well. And they're also going to want to go over some questions about your website. So usually it takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What's your schedule look like today?
I'm free all day except for around 12:30 for about an hour or two.
Okay, you want to... We could try to knock it out before then. I could do like 11 to 12 mountain time.
11 to 12?
Yeah.
Like that. I would be receiving a phone call?
Well, you're going to receive the call and then go through the whole interview. It's not like they have to have you on a computer, but we just want to pick your brain and make sure we're representing your company properly.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, that works.
Okay. Might be like 10 minutes after, but I'll call you first. If I'm on a call, get off that one, and then I'll call you first, and then I'll transfer you over. I'll have my client interview technician on the line with me.
Gotcha.
All right. So let me go ahead and send you. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then there's an automated text message you're going to get 1 hour prior to the appointment, just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, you know, just let us know. We could always reschedule it, but we want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible, so that way we can start working on the site.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right, perfect. So now I have the business profile created. You should receive that invitation through your Gmail here in just a second. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $298, how did you want to do that?
We can do the card.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under both, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's under both.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
I'm sorry?
Is the billing address for the card the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
I'm sorry. I lost you for a second. That was weird. Could you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, so saying on the front of your card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay, yeah. It's 4554.
4554.
8800.
8800.
0011.
0011.
8841.
8841. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0425.
0425. And there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
479.
479. Okay. And then as an added form of protection for you, Jacob, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The voice verification recording is going to outline the agreement, and we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. So as I'm walking you through this, if I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. Okay? I could always rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right. All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Jacob's Ladder Painting, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Jacob Combs, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, it's kind of worded weird. Let me translate it. So it's basically saying, like, in hiring us as your Google Certified Rep, we want you to disclose or basically let us know about any other forms of online advertising that you may sign up for after today or while you're using our services.
Gotcha. So, like, if I were to go with, like, PageHub or something like that.
Yeah, because... Exactly, because you only have one Google business profile, right? So, like, let's say everything's going well. We have you up and running on the first page, but for whatever reason, you know, you signed up with PageHub or Townsquare. Well, when you do that, it kicks them out of there, right? So if we have you up and running on the first page at the time that you sign up for them, and then that you add another manager to that Google business profile for your company, it's going to kick us out of there, and you're not going to be on the first page anymore. You know, you're going to rotate off. So sometimes people don't know that, and they think, oh, maybe if I get two companies, it's going to give me, like, superpowers. But that's not actually what happens. Yeah. So by us doing this, PageHub is going to basically be rendered ineffective after this call. So you might as well just cancel them and not pay them another penny because, you know, it would just be pointless. They wouldn't be able to do anything. Make sense?
Gotcha.
Yep.
Yep.
So saying give us a heads up. We also don't want you duplicating any of the other listings or even paying for something that you already have through us. So if you're not sure, just double check.
Gotcha.
And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Your non-refundable payment for the first month's term will be charged in the discounted amount of $298 today. That's for a platinum package bundle. So that includes their .com website. And I've waived the full setup fee for you. So it's a one-time reduced setup fee. Usually the package that you're on, just for full disclosure, if you go on our website, it's usually the one that's $499 with a $299 setup fee. So basically what I did, just to kind of, because, I mean, we can beat them, you know, like what we produce for a business, but we can't compete with their pricing just because of all the products and features that we provide. So that basically the reason I did that was try to be competitive. It was a new in business credit, and a few other things that I did. And then I reduced your setup fee to a one-time payment of $99. So when your term is completed, the agreement will renew each month on the 14th day, but then it'll be $199 because that setup fee is just a one-time payment of $99 for the site. Okay.
Gotcha. And then it'll be $199 every month?
Every month, yeah. So it'll stay there. You don't have to worry about it going back up or changing. But there are,
gotcha.
Like, let's say a year from now, everything's going well. There are other products and features. So, like, if you hire some guys, we can always do, like, Google Ads or even Google Guarantee when it rolls out in this area. But obviously, this is our starting point, and you're never going to get advanced to any of that without us having a conversation first. So just to give you a heads up. We can grow your company, though. Like, if you hire guys or you get a crew you want to send out. Okay. And then it says, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to any kind of contract. We do ask that if you are going to discontinue that you let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. And then did you have any questions on the billing or the setup of the account while I have you on this voice verification recording?
I just was kind of concerned about that other website from PageHub. Do I just contact them and just let them know that I don't want that one anymore and they'll, like, erase that?
Yeah.
Don't want to have
so,
fun.
Yeah, we can get you a whole nother domain name. So, I mean, whether they erase it or not, I mean, we're going to get you a new site, you know, completely. Like, you'll have a different .com,
mm-hmm.
new content, everything developed from scratch in-house, because we don't want to go in there and try to fix what they may have messed up or have them shut down that domain out of spite, you know. So I'm pretty sure once you stop paying them, that site's going to just disappear on its own anyway, or they'll take back that domain name.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know there are some other Jacob's Ladder painting companies, not in Colorado, but
right.
in some other states.
Yeah.
I won't get any backlash from those guys, right, for having a website.
No. You'll be fine. We have everything in place, so, like, any kind of copyright laws on, like, photos, things like that. We already have a server in-house that helps us avoid those kind of things, and that way our clients don't land in any kind of hot water. More of a reason
gotcha.
To do this. Yeah, I keep you safe. You don't have to worry about running into any legal issues down the line. We also have review monitoring and reputation management. So if you get some, like, unreasonable clients, we actually touch base with you and, you know, try to write it. We touch base with them too. You know, we try to get it right before it's actually published permanently. That way we're keeping you as close to a 5-star rating as possible.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. In our best interest, too. You know, we don't want to have you on the first page with a 1-star. Nobody's clicking on you or calling you. And we know you're going to lose you the next month, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Okay, so it says, upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email and a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. The email also contains the username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. So we do have the my.localsplash app, which is like a condensed form that you could download to your phone of the tracking system. And you can log into that daily. You'll be able to see all the clicks, the calls, the leads you're getting, all the keywords you're currently listed for, where you're listed for them. And then you could also see the ones that you're not listed for and in certain areas. So if you ever notice some are working better than others as far as like your keywords, you can swap them out through your account management team here. So you could just call and make a revisions request. That way we're keeping you at least in front of the most traffic keywords. And then obviously, hopefully that results in the most phone calls. But did you get your welcome text message?
Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Yeah.
Yep. And then there's a link in there. If you click on it at the bottom, you do have to sign off on this. So it's just, there's a box you have to check to certify that it was you and not somebody pretending to be you and using your credit card. And then, of course, you sign off your first and last name. There's a hard copy of this sent over to your email. So even though you're not binded to a contract, it's just everything black and white from top to bottom, what we're doing for your company, what you're paying, you know, the billing dates and the cancellation policy.
Okay.
All right. And then once you do that, there is a security question for your account as well. So if you do get contacted by us and you want to verify that it's us, you can ask the security question and get the security answer, and then vice versa. If you call in or if we have somebody call in and we're not sure if it's you or affiliated with you, we'll ask you the security question. So there's a couple of different things you can do. There's your mother's maiden name, there's your first pet's name, and then there's the city that you were born in. Which one of these works best for you?
You could do first pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name, Jacob?
Max.
Max?
Yes.
Okay. Nice and easy. Okay. Matches and save. Okay, perfect. So that concludes our initial setup process. Let me just make sure I got the terms and conditions signed. Oh, okay. We'll try to make sure you could sign those as soon as possible. I didn't receive them back, but just to kind of brief you. Oh, what was that? I'm sorry.
I said, yeah, I was going to read over it before I sign it.
Smart move. Yeah, always do that. But they are going to start the client interview with that. So once I introduce you to the technician, you know, they're going to ask you, hey, is there any specific questions that you had on that? Or they're going to want to make sure that it's signed, though, before moving forward with the client interview. So just a heads up, that's between 11 and 12. So a couple things I just want you to keep in mind. It was kind of a lengthy call, but these are the key points so that way we could get everything up and running as soon as possible. PIN verification letter is being sent out today. Like I said, usually it takes 3 to 5 days to go from Mountain View to Colorado. So look out for that in the mail. There is a 5-digit number on the back of that when you receive it that we're going to need from you. So you can text that to us. You could call in with it. You could email it to us, whatever's best for you. But just make sure we get that as soon as possible so that way we can go live.
What is that called that you need?
It's a PIN verification letter. It's a Google PIN. You can't miss it. It's like a postcard that comes in your mailbox, mm-hmm. and it says Google on it in like big colorful letters. And then on the back, it'll say Jacob's Ladder Painting, LLC, and there'll be like a little tiny box with a 5-digit number, and that's your PIN verification number. So you only have to do that one time as long as you own the company. Once we input it, you're verified on Google. It's like unless you move to another area, that'll, you know, the next 10, 15 years, that's good. You won't have to do that again. Okay.
Good.
Did you get
that PIN verification? Do I email that to you or do I have to send it back?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. No, you could text in with it. You could call in with it. You could email it to us, like whichever is convenient for you, you know, but just try to get it to us as soon as possible.
Okay.
It's more so a time-sensitive thing than anything, just because we can't actually post you on the first page until you get that PIN. So it's like every day that we're waiting for that or every day that you don't give it to us would be a wasted day, basically.
Gotcha.
just be mindful of that. And then, like I said earlier, send in any photos or logo that you want to use for the new .com site that we're building for you. And then terms and conditions, pin verification, photos, and logo. I feel like I'm missing
something. So I can send you like some before and after pictures then?
Yeah, exactly. Did you get that email address that I sent you, the photos at localsplash.com?
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Yeah, so you send them there. And then we already have your email and your phone number on file, so we'll know it's you and what site and domain name they belong to.
Gotcha. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I'm thinking, I feel like I'm missing something. Client interview, pin verification, photos and logo, terms and conditions. Nope, that's it. Yeah, so your client interview, 11 to 12, pin verification letters coming in the mail, briefs you on that. Sign your terms and conditions, and then send in any photos or logo that you want for the site. And then I'll still be here to assist you, too. So, like, if you run into any problems, you have my direct number and extension, or if you have questions, comments, concerns, you know, feel free to call in. I'm here from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, Monday through Friday. And then, like I said, even if I'm not in or it's after hours, there's a 24/7 customer service department at Extension 1.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Perfect. Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Touch base with PayChub. See if you can get your money back. It's still pretty early.
All right. We'll do.
All right. You have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.